grow and become the center of the lab.
You talk about leaving radioactive waste where it is. What are the communities of the United States that house nuclear waste, and what should be done about it?
Nuclear waste is a very, very difficult issue. So step one is stop producing it. Once you produce nuclear waste, you have to sort of choose the best of the bad options. And there was a very politically driven program to dump a high level, this is the irradiated nuclear fuel rods, in Yucca Mountain in Nevada, which we opposed. Right now, the Department of Energy is going through what it calls a consent-based process to try to find communities that will consent to becoming either interim storage or disposal sites.
That was Maralea Kelly. She is with Communities Against a Radioactive Environment. She's a resident of Livermore, California, where the National Lab Livermore is. We're broadcasting from New Mexico, home of the two of the three national labs at Los Alamos and Sandia. Today is the 30th anniversary of the nuclear disaster in Chernobyl. We will be in Los Alamos today at noon, where I'll be speaking, part of our 100-city tour. I want to say congratulations to Democracy Now!'s Isis Phillips on the birth of her daughter, Ona Vida Guerra Phillips. We are on a 100-city tour marking Democracy Now!'s 20th anniversary. Yesterday at noon, I'll be speaking in Los Alamos. Tonight at the Lensic Theater here in Santa Fe. On Wednesday, I'll be in Flagstaff. On Thursday, in Phoenix and Tucson, we'll be speaking. And on Friday, in Fresno. On Saturday, we'll be in San Mateo and Grass Valley, California. Then Houston and New Orleans on Sunday, May 1st. Democracy Now! We'll be on Monday. We'll be moving on to Atlanta and Sarasota. Check our website, democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Produced by Mike Burke, Nermeen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Laura Gottesdiener. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
You are listening to KBOO Portland, where the time is now 877-500-5266. Coming up next is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show with their hosts Abe Proctor and Joe Uris.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by La Jarochitas at Southwest Altar between 9th and 10th. Lunch was provided by Dots Cafe, located at 2521 Southeast Clinton, and dinner is provided by Le Bistro Montage, 301 Southeast Morrison. You too can support KBOO. You can go online, kboo.fm, or call right now, 877-500-5266.
The religion of Judaism and the political philosophy of Zionism must be completely separated. Judaism is a religion. Zionism is a political philosophy.
And this confusion is well done to keep people more confused. But we're revolutionaries and we believe in dialectics. Out of confusion comes clarity.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Pan-African Film Series. This month, April 27th at 6 p.m., will be a screening of Kwame Ture on Zionism as Africa's Enemy at the Smith Student Union at Portland State University. Kwame Ture, formerly known as Stokely Carmichael, gives a talk on the Zionist movement, the difference between Zionism and Judaism. Again, that's the Pan-African Film Series of Kwame Ture on Zionism as Africa's Enemy, Wednesday, April 27th at 6 p.m. at the Smith Student Union, room 236 at PSU, 1825 Southwest Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This KBOO program is made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Tom Dwyer Automotive Services, a full-service automotive shop located next to Portland's Selwood Bridge for over 30 years. They're a Blue Seal certified shop committed to client care and community support. Information on their eco certification, client carbon neutral program, courtesy shuttle, rentals, and more at tomdwyer.com or by calling 503-230-2300.
Thank you. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. Oh no, let's go! You don't lie. The world we're living in. Take a look around. At least you got friends. So you come on, lady. A friendly world. Picked up the phone, trusted on the floor. Was all I heard. From the purple and then to you, that's a hit. Let's go! Ooh. Come on, baby. Are y'all ready to get nuts tonight? Let me hear you scream.
Prince, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
One of the foremost geniuses of our time.
Absolutely.
I'm not ashamed to say it. It's
no,
true.
No, you can say it.
It's absolutely true. It's and true. He can play the snot out of the guitar.
Excuse me? Snot out of the guitar? That is the weirdest guitar. Concept. Guitars don't have snot.
No, it's a metaphor, Joe. Try and stay with me.
Metaphor.
I would put him in the top five rock and roll guitarists of all time. He's in that sort of company. He's in that very upper echelon.
What do you do? Five. Why not seven?
Because top
three.
Five is a more commonly accepted frame for
two,
that particular.
Top two, maybe?
Quit arguing with me. The man could play, okay? He was
a prolific
songwriter.
I will argue with you. I will tell you that this is KVOO 90.7 on your FM dial
okay.
in Portland.
Yep.
I will
it's
tell
true.
You that. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show.
Yep. We're raising money today.
Oh, yeah. Don't you dare move the... You know, they don't move the dial anymore. They push a button.
Don't you dare push that button.
Yeah, no button pushing.
don't click that mouse.
Really?
All right, this is something we have to do. A couple times a year, we come to you, we ask for your support. Why? Because that's what keeps this radio station on the air. You notice, I'm sure, when you listen to this program and any other program on KBOO, you don't hear any commercials. You don't.
Yeah,
we don't
hear. Well, promotions.
Yeah. Yeah, underwriting spots, sure.
Yeah,
no
yeah.
commercial breaks. Why? Because we are not a for-profit commercial radio station. We rely upon the support of you, our community, our friends and neighbors, our family, to stay on the air.
Isn't
so we're
sweet.
Coming to you now to ask for your help.
Yeah, and I will tell you, if you want to talk to us, you can actually do that as well. 231-8187. But meanwhile, just to start things off in the proper mood.
No, no, not yet.
Not yet.
There's another more important phone number.
1-877-500-5266.
That's the number to call.
Is that 1?
Continue, please.
877-500-5266.
That's the number to call to become a member of KBOO.
What if you're on the tubes?
KBOO.fm.
Ah.
That's right. So pick up that phone, pick up that mouse, make that call, become a member. You know you want to do it. You know this station enriches your life.
Well, and actually, you know, if you're already a member, there's no reason why you can't give us a couple of $1 billion.
We're, no, of course not. Right yeah,
that.
We will take one contribution of $1 billion.
If you're one time.
Mr. Paul Allen.
Paul, give us a call. Okay.
All right. So what did you want to talk about today? We're going to be talking about a lot of things today, but please continue.
Well, I actually have a serious topic, which is totally inappropriate to fundraising. But
oh, well, don't let that stop you.
I won't let that stop me. I want
when
to talk,
has propriety ever slowed you
down? I want to talk about fecal matter.
Oh, crap. All right, go ahead.
Well, I want to talk about the relationship between waste, human and animal waste, and capitalism.
This ought to be good.
Well, it is good. Well, it's not good. It's a problem. It's a problem where I started doing a little research. And I want to recommend a publication, which is Food First Backgrounders. You know, Food First.
Uh-huh.
They fight for healthy food.
Uh-huh.
They're good people. And an article in their current publication, the Spring Quarterly, says and points out that this is Eric Holt Jimenez and Catherine Mott. They point out in an article, it's very well written, that essentially soil conservation and restoration is an obvious issue. And it's losing about 75 billion tons. The world is losing 75 billion tons of crop soil every year. If you evaluated that in money terms, it's about $400 billion worth. And the soil degradation and erosion is a very, very serious problem. When you combine it with global warming and with rising sea levels, it's scary.
It's a problem.
It's a real problem. So I got interested in this, and my partner pointed this out to me, and I thought it was really worth talking about. The first documentation of this is actually ancient Greek. They worried about this issue. But with the modern industrial revolution, the onset of modern agriculture in the 19th century, the problem became really serious. In Organic Chemistry in its Application to Agriculture and Physiology, Justus von Liebig, in 1840, identified the importance of chemical compounds for soil fertility, and he essentially suggested to London they should be recycling their remember that not only was there human waste going into sewer systems and then into the oceans and so on, but horse pucky.
I see.
I think we say pucky.
Mm-hmm. Boy, you're right. This is the greatest fundraising topic.
I know. I know. Fundamental, basic stuff. Soil.
Yeah, that's going to get the phones ringing.
Yeah, come on. In his letters on the subject of the utilization of the municipal sewage addressed to Lord Mayor of London in 1865, von Liebig claimed that pollution of cities with human and animal excrement and the depletion of natural fertility of the soil were interconnected, which it turns out. Basically, even in modern world, they were. Now, here's what gets weird about this. As you start to research this, you discover that Karl Marx, the communist Karl Marx, nobody knows his environmental stuff, but apparently he agreed with von Liebig, and he believed that the capitalist agriculture was biologically and socially irrational. The metabolic rift that takes place under capitalism, he talked about, means essentially that urban concentrations of population to serve the interests of factories and to create jobs which pay better than agricultural jobs for the most part, essentially create a situation in which people and the animals that people use are no longer producing the recycling of organic material that is necessary to healthy agriculture. I'm not going to read a whole bunch of this because it's technical, but real. So, to my amazement, we all know how bad Karl Marx is. Just ask Trump, who, by the way, accused Bernie Sanders of being a communist the other night.
Really?
Just by the by.
Just about as accurate as all of his other comments.
Well, just, we don't talk about the candidates. We're not allowed to. But the fact of the matter is that there is an incredible amount of information that supports the notion that the capitalist system, in terms of the survival of humans and other animals that depend on food, is ultimately, ironically, irrational. Hmm. I just want to throw that out because we ought to have something serious to throw out.
Sounds good to me.
And, throwing fecal matter out makes not so good sense. Should recycle it.
Nothing if not serious.
Oh, this is serious. This is serious stuff.
All right. You know what else is serious?
What's serious?
Making sure that this radio station remains operational.
Even after we talk about you know what.
Yep.
Okay.
It costs money.
Yeah.
It costs money to broadcast our signal, to maintain our equipment, to upgrade our equipment when necessary, to pay our staff, of which there are not very many.
Not very many. And, overworked, right, underpaid.
Exactly. All this costs money. All this money has to come from you because, as I mentioned at the outset, we don't run commercials. We don't have any corporate support. We don't have any governmental support.
It's amazing. I just want to say it's amazing how we have not heard much from the large corporate people. Nike has not given us a big grant.
Still waiting on that check, Phil.
Phil, give us a check.
We are by and of our community, and that's something we're very proud of. It's something we don't ever want to see change. We want to continue to prosper. We want to continue to bring you the best news and public affairs programming anywhere, and the best damn music you ever heard.
You know, that's understated at this hour, but we have really great music programming.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
1-877-500-5266. I'm going to repeat that number because some people are number challenged. 1-877-500-5266 or on the tubes, KBOL.FM.
All right. So before we go to a pledge break, we got a phone caller standing by. Let's take that call. Lynn, good morning.
Hello.
Hi. What's on your mind?
Well, you're talking about food and survival.
Yes.
And, you know, there's another aspect of that, which is the people that actually work to bring us food.
Yes.
And there's some fast food workers who've been working under the radar, organizing a union, and they're going public today.
Oh, really?
A little rally at the Clinton Street Theater, 3 o'clock.
Oh, cool.
Well, that's great. Yeah. I think that, in general, workers in America, average workers, are so underpaid and so undersupported and so underinsured and so on. We really need a restoration of, a return to powerful, organized labor.
Well, I tell you, I was at an event the other night where they had a preview of a film that's going to be shown,
mm-hmm.
and it's basically interviews with various workers at this chain, which is going to be revealed 3 o'clock today at the Clinton. And this one man was saying, well, when I work, I eat. When I don't work, I drink water.
Well, that is good if you're overweight, but otherwise not so good.
Yeah, the other thing is that after this rally, you know, you get all fired up at a rally, and then what, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's going to be a little stroll down to one of these chain's outlets to kind of make a little point there, too. So, you know, chance to get out in the sunshine or whatever the weather is by then.
Yeah, no, I think it's great. I think that one of the things that I'm pretty sure is starting to happen is that working people are beginning to wake up to the reality that nobody's going to give them nothing unless they struggle for it. And this is part of what's happening with the national elections as well.
As a proud member of the IWW for many years, I can tell you we've always seen it that way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. My favorite romantic fantasy is the growth of the IWW, but maybe it's not a fantasy.
It's not romantic. It's not a fantasy. It's going to happen, and you can be a part of it, and so can everybody listening.
Okay, man.
Hey, thanks for the call. And thanks
You're
for your
welcome.
Support.
Okay, so that's at the Clinton Street Theater. Is that today?
Yeah, today.
Okay. Thank you for the call, man.
Thank you very much.
See, this is what KBOO does.
That's what KBOO does.
And I think that without it, things would be worse.
And we also get to hear about your organized labor fantasies.
Well, my fantasies are probably not shareable.
Yeah, well, you can share them on the internet now. No judgment, Joe.
Oh,
it's all
boy.
Out there.
Oh, boy. I'm so glad to hear that.
All right, the number to call to become a member of KBOO, and I really encourage you to make that call this morning if you are not a member. We love our members, but we love new members even more because, you know, who doesn't like something new, right? 877-500-5266. Become a member of this radio station. It's easy. It's relatively painless. You can contribute $5 a month, $10 a month. If all you have is $5, we'll take that.
We'll take it.
We're not picky.
You got a quarter in your pocket, we'll take it.
That's right.
Hey. No, really, I think that the smart way to give is actually to make a commitment to have money removed from your bank account. You'll never feel it. $5 a month is at $60 a year. $10 a month, $120. You know? And honestly, in terms of your budget and your actual life experience, you won't feel it at all.
No, you really won't. And you'll be, what's more, you'll be glad. It'll feel good. No, I take that back, Joe. You will feel it. It'll feel good. It'll feel good to be part of your community supporting a vital community resource like this. This station is part of what makes Portland what it is. You would notice it if it weren't here.
And who else would bring you the connection between Karl Marx and fecal matter?
I shudder to think who else would make that connection.
That's a smelly truth. 1-877-500-5266.
If you want to call and speak with us about really any matter of your choosing this
matter.
Morning.
Matter is the subject.
503-231-8187. Let's go back to Pledge Central and Joanne.
Good morning.
Hey.
It is a pleasure to be here with you gentlemen today, and we have a lofty goal of raising $1,200 this hour, and we need members. We need new members. We need renewing members. We need folks to call 877-500-5266. And I'm here with the fabulous Barbara Bernstein.
Hey, fabulous.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And we are excited to be here because, as you said, this is a community institution that we want to keep around for the next 48 years at least. And the way to do that is to become a sustaining member. We love anybody that contributes and becomes a member of KBOO. And if you are financially able, we would like to suggest that maybe you'd want to donate 1 hour a month, right? If you $15 an hour you make, then if you donated that to KBOO, that would turn into $180 a year. Most of us can't sit down and write a $180 check, but $15 a month seems doable.
Well, I've heard rumors that there's a lot of wealthy people moving to Portland, and maybe some of those people who actually have high-paying jobs are listening to KBOO. We mm-hmm. like to think that we reach out across the spectrum of new Portlanders who are coming here. And so if, let's say you make $30 an hour, you know, or $50 an hour, that's also something to think
and
about.
And I got to point out, where else are you going to hear about organic chemistry and its applications to agriculture and physiology and the discussion of this and the role of Karl Marx in promoting the reuse and recirculation of various kinds of bodily waste?
I think actually, Joe, that sums up the essence of KBOO right there. That there are certain programmers at the station who make very unusual but extraordinary and profound connections. And I think Joe Uris is at the forefront of that.
I feel like we've hit the pinnacle of our broadcasting careers. Like, where do we go from there?
I think it's the bottom line.
I just want to say Barbara is good because she was able to make that sound like, hey, this is like a really cool thing to be having a conversation
well,
about.
Well, actually, it's one of my favorite topics.
877-500-5266. You love the Abe and Joe show because you listen every week, and they're always entertaining, informative, and they give you some real action items that you can take action on.
Well, I'm thinking about the difference between KBOO and commercial radio is actually summed up in Joe Uris's career, because he had a brief stint on KGW as a mainstream talk show host, and it lasted until, I mean, they changed their management like once every 6 months or a year or something in their format. So Joe was a star, and then they changed their format to all sports, and Joe's not a great sports announcer, so he was at KBOO the whole time, actually,
right.
And as well as KGW. But he's been on KBOO. Joe was on KBOO when I came to Portland in 1971. Or
is
maybe,
that true? Have I been doing it this long?
Well, close to it. No, actually, you weren't. You started somewhere shortly after that.
Show me the money.
But yeah, and there's no money here for Joe. However, Joe is great at bringing in money to the station. And
yes.
So Joe, I mean, and I think Joe is a Portland institution, and I am really pleased to be part of this institution that has brought Joe Uris on the air for at least about 400 or 500 years. Is
that and, you know, if one donor called in and said that they were willing to make a $100 contribution per month, we would have reached our goal.
And then we could really talk about fecal matter.
That's right, or whatever Joe and Abe want to talk about. So right now, you need to do your part.
Yes.
And call 877-500-5266. Or if you're shy on the phone, you can go to your computer and punch in kboo.fm, and there's a donation button, and click on that, and you will become magically a member of KBOO.
And remember, what goes down comes around. Okay.
Yeah. Or you could go online at kboo.fm and click the tip jar if you're kind of shy this morning.
Hey, there's no more tip jar.
It's a
oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
Button.
It says donate now.
Donate
yes,
button.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Donate.
Our new improved.
Not donut. Donate.
Or do Nate.
a new improved website. And if you've have not had the opportunity, you can download the KBOO app.
Yeah.
And you can listen to KBOO on your phone anywhere in the world. How fabulous is that? 877-500-5266 is the number to call if you want to become a member now, if you want to make sure that KBOO is around for the next 48 years, your contribution, your membership, your support will make all the difference.
What's that number again?
It's 877-500-5266.
Is that 877-500-5266?
Almost. 877-500-5266.
Oh, all right.
You were almost right.
Almost right. That's a lot of my life is almost right, but mostly left, I think.
Well, we will come back later, and I guess we will let you know whether or not we have reached our goal. But don't wait. 877-500-5266 is the number to call.
Thank you, Joanne. Thank you, Barbara. Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
Barth, good morning.
I am impressed that Joe's been here for 45 years.
I don't know if it's true. It may not be true. You know, we make things up all the time.
Well, yeah, you know, 87.6% of people that use statistics make them up. So,
I love that.
Anyway, on your subject matter this morning.
As it were.
When the Brits came to China, when they were able to defeat Chinese isolationism and come in and push people around, they found that it was common behavior for human waste to be recycled into garden plots and farming operations all over the place. And they were horrified, but they said, you know, they seem to know what they're doing, and we could never do this, but it works for them. And
like they're somehow genetically different? What?
Well, that they had the discipline and the probably hundreds of, or if not thousands of years of experience to know how to do this safely. And frankly, one of the big aspects of this is that their diet was close to the land and that there weren't, you know, wasn't a ton of manufacturing or contaminants that would get into the waste stream, as it were, and cause complications that would build over time. You know, it'd be difficult for us to do the same thing now in that way, but there's been long-term operations where civic sewage has been recycled into garden fertilizer.
Right, you need to have digesters and so on.
Right, right, and sold commercially. There was a product called Mill Organite, which was apparently in Akron or someplace back east.
In Ohio? No wonder they have that. What's his name, guy?
Kasich.
I moved out of Ohio a long time ago because I felt that it was inherently a corrupt state. You know, the politics have been dirty for forever. Basically, and I just thought coming west would be a better idea, and that part of it I've never regretted. But on a lighter note, there's a cartoonist, an artist, Gayan Wilson, who many people will be familiar with, does a lot of black and white cartoon panels, and they're usually kind of garish and brooding, and there's one that depicts an elderly couple with...
Hey, listen, thank you for the call. Appreciate your contributions, as always.
All right. Hey, I want to, since China came up, I want to remind everybody that the way the British and the Western powers got into China is through what were called the Opium Wars, which were essentially wars by imperialist powers, particularly Great Britain, to smash China's resistance to the opium trade. The opium trade was necessary, I put quotes around that, because the English wanted to create an enormous fortune out of tea and other products, and the way in which they could do that would be to sell opiates directly to Chinese working people. That's real. That's true.
That's weird.
Yeah, two wars.
503-231-8187 is the number to take part in this conversation. But there's a more important number that you need to use.
What is that more important number?
877 500 5266. That's the number you call to become a member of KBOO. There's also other ways you can take part in the conversation today. You can do it on Facebook, facebook.com/AbeandJoe, or on the Twitter machine at HonestAbe72. Let's go to the phones.
Okay.
John, good morning.
Good morning. I have an observation. In traveling by train in Europe, you see extremely interesting scene. In some advanced European countries, those with free healthcare, free higher education, you know, in orchards, you see sheep grazing, munching on the grass. So they allow sheep to munch on the grass and poop in orchards to fertilize them.
Mm-hmm.
By the summertime, when grass is gone and it's dry, so sheep are chased out of there and quarantined. The soil is quarantined for a few months, and then harvest takes place, and all the apples are picked up by hand.
Mm-hmm.
So they enjoy quality organic apples for technically fertilized for free, and they don't have to use chemicals to kill grass under trees. You know, it's done free, and that free process of eating grass produces some meat and wool. So this is how nature takes care of the fertilization process and other. You know, so the let's say feces don't end up in ponds, in rivers, and polluting rivers are put in good use, and food is good. So
makes perfect sense to me.
To local growers should look at it because it's a very wise process.
Yeah, I brought up this topic mainly because, frankly, I think there's a lack of a real appreciation of organic farming in our society in general. And also because I discovered with this article from the Food First people, the backgrounder of Food First, that in fact, Karl Marx, of all communist people, was one of the early people to point out the disconnect between the soil and the earth and the life of farming and the necessity of crowding people together to produce goods and services in a industrial society. So, anyway, sure. That's where I'm at. But thank you for the call.
Thank you.
And a good point made. All right. All right, all right, everybody, now here's the moment. This is the thing. We're ready. Are you ready? We need you, every one of you, within the sound of our voice, to contribute to KBOO. If you've done it before, do it again. If you haven't done it before, it's very exciting. 1-877-500-5266. That's 1-877-500-5266. If you're online, it's KBOO.FM.
That's right. And why, Joe?
Why, what?
Why should somebody become a member of KBOO?
Because
give me your 30-second answer.
30-second answer is the best in music.
Oh, hey, that was faster than 30 seconds.
That was really
fast. All right, elaborate. Why else?
Well, because of the we tell the truth, Ruth.
That's also pretty good. Anything else?
Yeah, because if you don't pay attention, the station will disappear, and then you'll be lied to even more.
You had a really interesting melding of accents there.
Yeah, that was my Native American, not Native American, pardon me, but rather white American talk. I do white American very well.
Yes, yes, you do. 1-877-500-5266 is the number to call to become a member of KBOO. Do it. It's easy. It's painless. It's inexpensive. Really, it's the best investment you can make in terms of improvement of quality of your life.
Really. I know that lots of people kind of just casually listen to the radio, but realize that what you listen to affects your mind.
Mind. It's true. Yeah.
And KBOO brings you the most interesting, the most challenging, and the most amusing of broadcasting. And I mention music because it's under appreciated during these day spots when we're doing public affairs.
You know, I'm going to go out on a limb here.
A limb.
I'm going to make a bold statement.
A bold statement.
I'm going to say right here, right now.
Yes.
That the level of intellectual rigor that is displayed on a daily basis here on KBOO during our news and public affairs programming far exceeds that of the Rush Limbaugh show.
That's not too much risk.
We are far smarter.
I are a doctor.
We are far smarter than Rush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
And our listeners are far smarter than his.
Well, that's, I'm
Don't
sure.
you want to be a part of that club?
Yeah, really. Do you want to be thought of as foolish?
Don't you want to be one of the cool kids?
Do you want to be one of the kids left out?
877-500-5266 is the number to call. Or kboo.fm. Click on the donate button on the left.
It's not a tip jar. It's a donate button.
Button.
Yes. Okay, well, take a deep breath. Folks, it's really important, and we kid around, but the fact of the matter is that this station really does exist through your generosity, your support, and your recognition of the importance of the station itself. You don't get Amy Goodman on the radio anywhere else.
That's true.
You know?
Not in this town, anyway.
Well, that's for sure. And the fact of the matter is that you need to know what's going on, and we give you the best we can of what's going on.
Yeah, I could.
I mean, you ever watch television news?
I tried not to.
In Portland, local television news? Well, there's always a dog saved at the end.
Oh,
puppies. We love puppies. We don't do puppies much here on KBOO.
No, but for the right contribution,
we'll
get you a puppy.
We'll get you.
$1 million.
We will give you a puppy.
At KBOO.
In fact, we'll give you 10 puppies. 10 puppies for $1 million contribution.
All right.
Come on, don't miss your chance.
So we're asking for your support right now. Well, what do you get in exchange for that support? Here is just a small example. Coming up this morning on KBOO.
Wait a minute, a tiny example?
A small example.
A small example.
At 9 on Alternative Radio, noted intellectual Noam Chomsky speaks on Toward a Better Society. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15 on Flashpoints, on the 30th anniversary of the Chernobyl disaster, Harvey Wasserman explains the impacts of nuclear power today.
Boom.
And at 11, D-May Roberts hosts a stage and studio special featuring Portland Playhouse's Peter and the Starcatcher and Portland Opera's The Magic Flute. That's just one morning's programming on the greatest radio station in the known universe.
The known universe.
All this and more could be yours for a mere $5 a month.
And imagine what goes on in the unknown universe. 1-877-500-5266.
KBOO.FM if you want to make a contribution online. I'd also like to hear what's on people's mind with regard to the ongoing and unfolding presidential election drama/debacle.
Yeah, you know, we're not allowed by the rules to tell you which candidates we support. But you can tell us. You can tell us who you like.
It looks as if this year, for the first time in a while, the Oregon primary might be meaningful in terms of determining the outcome.
Well, and there's a lot of important local elections that
That's
tend to get
right.
underplayed, and they're very important.
That's true, and we are going to give those local elections some play here between now and Election Day.
We will.
So give us a call, 503-231-8187. Let us know what you think about the election season. Let us know why KBOO is a valuable part of your life. We're very interested in hearing that sort of thing as well. But first, become a member, 877-500-5266 is the number to call.
I want to go out to wherever there is out there, people thing, that thing out there. And I would like, if they're ready, and I would like to know how we're doing in the annoying process of asking people for
that. Yes, the people thing. We are here at the people thing.
Hi, people.
Hi, people.
We are the people thing, and we only need to raise an additional $1,000.
Ah! Oh,
that's all, and we can do that very easily. All we need are people who love the Joe and Abe Show to give us a call at 877-500-5266 and make your monthly pledge today.
You know, maybe I shouldn't have opened with the fecal issue.
Well, actually, I think we need to make a correction or an addition to what you said, Joe and Abe, about not doing puppy stories here on KBOO. It's true, we don't do puppy stories, but we do have dog programmers. And right here between Joanne and me is my famous dog, Karina.
Karina. I know Karina.
And Karina's been doing Locus Focus with me since she was born, which is 10 years ago. And KBOO is a very dog-friendly place, except for the studio that Abe and John and Joe are in right now. But I think that it's part of the dog culture here at KBOO is part of our community culture. We reflect some of the great values in Portland. And in most neighborhoods in Portland now, you can't walk down the street without going past dog water bowls and things like that. We take care of our dogs here. We also take care of our people.
And we pick up after our dogs so we don't walk into dog you-know-what.
Speaking of
that
fecal matter, definitely, yes.
Yes.
And so part of this, right now I want to like make an appeal to all the dog owners and lovers who listen to KBOO and who can tell that this is a station that loves dogs, even though we don't do dog stories, thank God. So the number to call for all the dog lovers and for maybe people who even want, actually I was driving through Idaho a number of years ago during a pledge drive at Idaho Public Radio, and somebody put a call out for people's dogs to become members of the station.
That's
and
lovely.
KBOO has had a few dogs and cats who've been members over the years. So if you're one of those people who's a little bit, you know, strange, and you want to do a membership in the name of your dog or cat, you can call right now at 877-500-5266, and Karina here will answer the phone and be very pleased to acknowledge you and enter
you. I just happen to have a dog song.
Oh, no.
No, yes. No, he doesn't.
Okay,
no,
hold that. Hold that. Hold that, please.
Let me sing my dog song.
Stop.
The
phones are ringing.
I want to sing my dog song.
You don't use it. The phones are ringing.
That's right. Let's not mess with perfection, okay? And remember, this is about making sure that KBOO is here for the future. It's about making sure that we can continue to bring you the Abe and Joe Show, keep the lights on, update our equipment, and all this we do because as a collective community, we come together to make sure that resources get to KBOO. We have 500 volunteers that make this station run, less than 8 staff people that actually do this 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we can't do this without you. This is a community radio station, and you are the community part of that radio station. So go to your phone, pick it up, and give us a call at 877-500-5266. And if you call, we can prevent Joe from singing that song.
I really want to sing the Dr. Ross dog food
you.
Song.
I'm begging you.
I want to sing it. It's
call.
A wonderful, wonderful
Please.
Song.
Well, this is also about you taking your responsibility for your part of being part of the community and being part of community radio. And as Joe was talking about how people are much better about picking up their dog fecal matter these days, I think that part of picking up the messes that the society makes. This is what we do as KBOO members, as KBOO volunteers.
That's really a reach, Barbara. That's amazing.
I had a friend mention that she thought I picked up the largest, I won't say on the air, but that was that was what the work that I did.
Oh, let me sing the dog food
song.
So
anyway, you can do your part right now by calling 877-500-5266. Take your responsibility for cleaning up the mess that society has made by joining us here at KBOO, where we pick up the largest.
Yes,
we do. And you know,
Dr. Ross, talk,
we are closer. We now have only $800 more to raise, and we have only 18 more minutes to do it. But I'm absolutely confident that we will be able to make this goal if you go to your phone now and call 877-500-5266. Please, 877-500-5266.
Or if you're at your computer, kboo.fm, click on the donate button.
Karina wants me to sing the dog.
Actually, if the more phone calls we get, the
less likely it will be that Joe will be singing a song.
Precisely. I'm glad you made that connection because the stakes have risen here. This is now a matter of community safety. All that is holy, keep Joe from singing that song. I beg you.
Yes, please.
It's an important song. It influenced my life when I watched cartoons as
a
child.
We love you, Joe, but we've heard you sing. And so we want people to call 877-500-5266. And if if the contributor says we want to hear Joe sing, then we will give you that opportunity.
That better be one big contribution.
I was just going to say,
for about $1 million.
Yes.
No, no. Be reasonable. We'll even $200 gets a song.
We'll even accept $100 a month if you want to do an electronic fund transfer, and that works out to $1,200 a year. Only then will we allow Joe to sing on the airwaves.
Well, that makes my singing extremely valuable. Are you sure you want to start from that point?
What we know is that people love the Joe and Abe show.
Why I should sing.
No, that's why you should not sing, because people love the Abe and Joe show. So if people call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and send us a note. Let us know. Do you really want to hear Joe sing on the air? Are you ready for that? Really?
Let us know. Exploit my beautiful voice all you want. But I want to point out that Karl Marx, way back in the 1800s, made a good argument for linking the failure of proper soil conservation to the development of concentrated populations and capitalism. That's pretty cool, and nobody hardly knows that.
Oh, I love this.
Only on KBOO.
Only on KBOO. So I want to say
I'm not making it up.
We believe you, Joe. We believe you. But we want to thank Laura from Ridgefield, who renewed. And then we have an anonymous donor who donated on behalf of incarcerated people.
Good. That's a serious
good thing. How wonderful is that?
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you so much. So much. And for others, we still have about 15 minutes left for you to go to the phone and call 877-500-5266. We love the fact that we're hearing from people outside of Portland, because we know, even though we are located in Portland and we'd love to have you stop in at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue. We're on the bus line, the 15, the 20, and there's another bus out there.
Oh, the 70 goes by on 12th and 11th.
So there's a lot of public transportation close by if you want to come and check out our station in person. But what's important is that you join. You become part of the community radio station. We are only as good as the community that supports us. So 877-500-5266.
And I want to sweeten the pot for if Abe and Joe are not enough of a reason to become a member of KBOO, we are giving away tickets to hear Amy Goodman speak at the Aladdin Theater.
Oh, that's
on
really
May
cool.
8th. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
And you can do that for a $20 a month donation right now if you call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm and click on the donate jar and become a member, and then you can go hear Amy Goodman. And this is, I think, VIP seats.
Yes, I mean, yes, this is VIP.
It's very, very cool. So,
yeah.
And then if you don't feel like going out in public, you can have another connection with Amy Goodman by receiving a copy of her new book, Democracy Now, 20 Years. And I think what Joanne figured out is a $6.25 a month donation.
That's correct. Uh-huh.
Or more. You can do $10 a month for it as well, whatever you'd like. And when you do donate on a monthly basis, we painlessly extract it from your bank account or from your credit card. And when you call 877-500-5266, the person who answers the phone will very friendly and helpfully help you through the whole process, so you don't have to worry about a thing.
That's absolutely
except supporting KBOO.
That's absolutely true. And you know, we value all contributions, and we want people to know that. We know everybody doesn't have the ability to give large donations to KBOO for their membership, and that's okay. We value all of them. But if you are able, the station benefits from having sustaining members, because we know that's money we can count on every month, month in and month out, and we don't have to call you and bug you to remind you to write a check. But you will call 877-500-5266 so we can set you up with that monthly painless support of you.
Which is it? This will only hurt a little bit.
But it's a painless, there's no pain at all in doing an electronic fund transfer. If you already are a member, consider increasing your membership by calling 877 877- 800-500-5266.
And a contribution of $10,000 will yield a special recording of the Dr. Ross Dog Food Song.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. You just don't know what you're missing.
KBOO.FM. If you just think we are just too energetic this morning for you to talk to, but we have wonderful volunteers that want to speak to you right now. They are waiting by the phone because they understand that this station works because so many of us put in our collective efforts, whether it's us as volunteers, whether it's us as donating money, whether it's us as just coming in and helping out where we can. But again, it takes the entire community to keep a community radio station on the air, and you've done it for us for 48 years, and we want you to help us do it for the next 48. So 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm.
Yeah, you know, this is really, I have to say this. This is not my favorite thing to do, which is to ask for money, but it is absolutely imperative because, hey, you know, nobody in the commercial world is going to give a lot of money to a station that is willing to talk about the relationship between fecal matter and labor. No, it's just not going to happen.
You just can't leave that one
behind. I can't leave it alone because it really is a blinking of ecological issues with labor issues. And it's real.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and how wonderful that you found out today that an organized labor effort is going to become public today at 3 p.m. at the,
Clinton Street Theater.
I mean, that's what cable brings, like breaking news that before it happens, they knew that they called into a safe place to talk about what was going to happen at 3 o'clock. They knew we would get that information out to the public. And that is one of the great things about KBOO. It's able to do that very, very quickly, very efficiently. So please join us by calling 877-500-5266. Decide what your membership level is today. Can you afford $20 a month? That works out to $240 a year. Can you support $60 a month? That works out to $720 a year. Whatever you can do to help ensure that your community radio station stays on the air and continues to provide you the incredible programming that you expect. 877-500-5266 is the number to call. And we now have less than 10 minutes to go. We've still got about $800 to raise.
Oh!
But I am absolutely convinced you're going to step up. You're going to show Abe and Joe some love this morning. You're going to make sure that their program actually meets the goal that has been set for today.
I think I may need to sing the Dr. Ross Dog Food Song. I don't know.
I think we will hold off on that while I let people know that the number to call is 877-500-5266. You could also go online and go to kboo.fm and become a member that way. It's quick and it's easy, and you will see the donate button right online.
Let's take a couple of quick calls here.
Yes.
231-8187.
Harry, good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Certainly.
Yes, the number one contaminant of groundwater and water is feces, mostly pet feces.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and so that's why it's really important that you clean up your feces. There's a lot more pets now.
Okay, thanks for that reminder.
Yeah. Also, I was watching the a show called Modern Marvels on History Channel, and they mentioned that what London, England does with their sewage and feces is they pump it to an incinerator, and they burn it, and they make electricity.
Interesting.
That's interesting.
Huh.
Methane madness.
Yeah, that's true. And also, on your show, Joe, you mentioned about 2 or 3 weeks ago about precision cast parts polluting the our sewage system.
Yes.
Yeah. Our regular news media didn't mention it at all. What they mentioned was air pollution from precision cast cart, craft parts, falling on the ground, and then the storm water pushing it into the river is causing pollution. But they never mentioned that, you know, it's actually in our sewage system. They went down into our sewage system. But you're the only one who mentioned that.
Well, I think that's a shame that we're the only ones, but that does make a point. That's why somebody, anybody, ought to be making a contribution right now to this station. 1-877-500-5266. Give what you can and then a little bit more. 1-877-500-5266.
Hey, thanks for the call, man. Who do we have next? George, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, Joe, let's do it together.
What, the Dr. Ross song?
No!
Dog food. Do him a favor. He's got
more. Stop. I won't do it. I won't
Dr.
let.
Dr. Ross dog food is doggone good.
All right.
I will never be able to unhear that.
Okay, that is my childhood, man.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, you've sure overcome a lot, Joe.
I have. That was Captain Zoom
on
Channel 5, I believe, out of L.A. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
231.
Who do we have next, Steve? Joseph, good morning.
Hi, I'm so glad you're doing a show about excrement.
Hey, we aim to please.
That guitar solo you played earlier this morning was totally brown, sticky goo. There are so many people who are much better guitar players in this town. Guy lives down the street from me, Terry Robb. Unbelievable.
Yes,
not
true.
Not only would he be eloquent, but he would say something instead of just playing meaningless fuzz tone hammer-ons.
I'm beginning to take issue with your criticism of Prince's playing,
sir. And multi-instrumentalists, there's a lot of musicians in this town. They can play almost anything they pick up. They dedicate time and practice. Go see local music. You know, Bill Hagen, Kevin Proops. There's also the legendary monsters that nobody can even understand what they're playing. Joe Satriani, Steve Vai. These guys have taken the instrument so far.
They're just noodlers, man. They got no melodic
sense. No. Wait a minute. This is a foolish and false argument. There are great musicians who get national attention. There are great musicians who get local attention. And there's a lot of great musicians who get no attention. The fact of the matter is music is a powerful source of knowledge and of aesthetic delight. And that's all we need to know.
Yeah, but there's a lot of hype and like humping that goes on.
Okay.
That is why people go into music sometimes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, listen. Thanks for the call. 231.
Steve. No. Satriani. No. We don't have time. Prince any day of the week over those clowns.
All right. Shush. 1-877-500-5266. That's yes.
David. Good morning.
Good morning. Greetings from San Francisco.
Hello.
And I thought I'd help chime in and urge people to kick in. When I was a kid, I was from St. Louis, and I was 15 years old, and I was working for it was the station that founded KPOO and KBOO. It was called KDNA. It was in St. Louis, and in 1973, it was sold, and the owners, Lorenzo Milam and Jeremy Landsman, Jeremy ended up giving, they made about, I think it was $1.25 million for the sale of the station, but Jeremy went out of his way to create 52 stations, and KBOO was one of them.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and he created them all over the country. KPOO, KRAB. I mean, there were dozens of stations all through Colorado. Missouri.
So they provided the seed money. Is that the?
Yeah, exactly. I see. And so we got to give tribute to Jeremy Landsman and Lorenzo Milam. And I was also going to give you some good news. If you do a Google search of Clear Channel, and you know Clear Channel has changed their name. They've created so many enemies as Clear Channel. They had to hide, just like Blackwater did. And so they've changed their name to iHeart. Now, if you look in the business pages, you realize that they are so bankrupt. 2 months ago, they owed $20 billion, and about a month ago, they owed $21 billion.
Wow.
So they are going bankrupt fast.
I owe $40 billion, personally. I have a personal debt of $40 billion, and I am going to cash that in somehow.
But KBOO is able to, with a small amount of money, keep reality going, while these guys are, you know, if you look at the lineup for Clear Channel or iHeart, they're the ones that are running Propaganda Central. They're the ones that are running, you know, Hannity and Limbaugh and all of these big liars. And the big liars are losing money.
That's a good thing to know. And I have to interrupt you because I have to remind people as we're running out of time that you out there listening to us need to, in all sincerity and seriously, you need to make a contribution. 1-877-500-5266. I'm going to repeat that number again. 1-877-500-5266 or online kboo.fm.
Yeah, click on the donate button on the left-hand side of your screen. It's easy, it's quick, it's fast, it's discreet.
Discreet?
Yeah, I noticed it's both quick and fast. I thought I'd, you know,
that sounds like
lard
somebody,
it with an extra adjective.
Somebody who's not very good at you-know-what. Okay.
Right. 877-500-5266. It's easy. Pick up the phone, become a member. You like this radio station. You like this program. That's why you tune in.
Why, I don't know. 1-877-500-5266.
It's coming through a hole in the air from those Nats in Tiananmen Square. It's coming from the feel that this ain't exactly real, or it's real, but it ain't exactly there. From the war against disorder, from the sirens night and day, from the fires of the homeless, from the ashes of the gay. Democracy is coming to the USA.
KBOO would like to thank our community partners that donated food for our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by La Jarochitas at Southwest Altar between 9th and 10th. Lunch was provided by Dots Cafe, located at 2521 Southeast Clinton. And dinner is provided by Le Bistro Montage, 301 Southeast Morrison. You too can support KBOO. You can go online, kboo.fm, or call right now, 877-500-5266.
Good morning. You're listening to KBOO Portland. It's 9 o'clock. Here's what's coming up this morning on KBOO. First on alternative radio, noted intellectual Noam Chomsky speaks on Toward a Better Society. At 10, Chris Andre hosts Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Flashpoints. On the 30th anniversary of the Chernobyl disaster, Harvey Wasserman examines the impacts of nuclear power today. And at 11, D-May Roberts hosts a stage and studio special featuring Portland Playhouse's Peter and the Starcatcher and Portland Opera's The Magic Flute. Now here's alternative radio.
Well, I'm not smart enough, and I don't think anyone is smart enough to sketch what an ideal society